Okay, welcome to July 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully, you're listening because you're also a proud patriotic American. So with that, let's start with a Pledge of Allegiance. And lucky for all of us, I'm not singing the Star Spangled Banner because, trust me, you don't want to hear me scream. I mean, sing. I sound like Mr. T singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, if you've ever heard that. Yeah, it's that bad. So let's everybody stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. Now on to today's show. I'll talk about the 12th Street Riots in Detroit, Della Sorensen begins a murder spree, happy anniversary Ben Roethlisberger and Ashley Harlan, Tiger Woods shoots a 269 at the British Open, and we'll wish a happy birthday to Slash from Guns N' Roses. All right, so now let's do this. 1967, the 12th Street Riots in Detroit. One of America's most violent urban conflicts began July 23rd, 1967, and lasted 4 days, leaving 43 people dead, 342 injured, and exceeded the destruction of the Detroit 1943 race riot. Tensions were high between an almost all-white Detroit police department and a predominantly all-black community of Virginia Park. Deep in the very poor inner city of Detroit, on 12th Street in Claremont, a celebration was going on after hours at a Blind Pig, a speakeasy bar that was unlicensed. A large group of people were celebrating the return from a couple black Vietnam vets when police raided the bar and began arresting all 82 people inside. As the arrest was going on, hundreds of onlookers gathered, frustrated over rumors of alleged police brutality. Around 5:20 in the morning, a bottle flew into the back of a police car, a trash can was thrown through a storefront window, and it was on. Thousands flooded into the streets. The first fire started around 6:30 that morning. When the firemen showed up, they were attacked by the mob. Detroit Mayor Jerome Kavanaugh called another 360 police, but the riot only spread throughout more of the city. Finally, Kavanaugh had to get the National Guard involved. The fire spread throughout the Virginia Park area, and police were getting pelted by rocks, bottles, and sniper fire. Michigan Governor George Romney called in 800 more police and 8,000 National Guardsmen. And then finally, after almost 5 days of rioting, the violence began to simmer down on July 27th. When it was over, the final tally read over 7,200 arrests, 2,500 stores ransacked, and $32 million of property damage. 1918. Della Sorensen begins her murder spree on July 23rd. In all, this 28-year-old woman would kill 7 people, 2 of them her own children. She poisoned her children because the crying was bugging her. She killed her 2 husbands because they argued with her. She killed her mother-in-law because she was a burden to her, her sister-in-law because she was saying bad things about her sister-in-law's baby because she felt sorry for the child having such a terrible mother, and on and on and on this went. Until 1925, when the police started figuring out why everyone around Mrs. Sorensen were dropping like flies. And she confessed by saying, quote, "I like to attend funerals. I'm happy when someone is dying," unquote. As a diagnosed schizophrenic, Della Sorensen was committed to a state mental asylum. In sports news, 2011, happy anniversary Pittsburgh Steeler Ben Roethlisberger and Ashley Harlan. They got married at Christ Church and Grove Farm in Ohio Township. So send Big Ben and his lovely lady a card, would ya? And then 2000, July 23rd, Tiger Woods shoots a 269 at the 129th British Royal Open. And finally, 1968, happy birthday, Slash. In class, if you can tell me which band he's in, is it A, Drugs and Noses, B, Thumbs and Toeses, C, Guns N' Roses, or D, New Kids on the Block? Come on, even my parents should know the answer to that one. Yes, GNR changed American hard rock forever, or at least until 2 years later when grunge started catching on. Slash celebrated his 20th birthday in 1988, by having the number one song on the pop charts with Sweet Child of Mine. So that's going to wrap it up for July 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what was your take on the 12th Street riots? Anyone up for a civil rights movement? Or what about the story of Della Sorensen? Have we had enough crime stories for now? I think I have. Did you send a happy birthday card to Saul Hudson, a.k.a. Slash? Did I mention that I did a heavy metal show between the years of 1993 and 2016? And I'm still trying to learn how to play Sweet Child of Mine on the piano. Wish me luck on that. So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there. So good luck with that. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the kitchen debate, the printing press, Battle of Kernstown, and Saving Private Ryan. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. And until then, friends, thanks for listening and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.